Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 223, and boy, do we have a lot of Valentine's Day news coming up for you. So let's get started with this news from the Wicked South Bloody Valentine event in Pembroke, Georgia. Wicked South Bloody Valentine, come celebrate Valentine's a little differently this year. Whether you're in love or love sucks, we'll have your back. This is an 18 and up event only, happening February 12th, beginning at 7 p.m., Tickets for this event are only available online at WickedSouthProductions.com. We have this from the Fear Overload Screen Park in San Leandro, California. Do something extraordinary for Valentine's and get scared at the Bay's infamous haunted house. Fear Overload has transformed into a Valentine's nightmare filled with bloodthirsty vampires, demonic babies, and an evil Cupid. The event features two uniquely terrifying Valentine's haunted houses linked on one continuous path. Open February 11th, 12th, and 14th from 7 to 10. Reserve your tickets early to this event as it will sell out. Get more information at ValentineHauntSanFrancisco.com. We have a little news from Spirit Halloween regarding the movie Scream. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. A brand new Scream movie is in theaters, and the folks over at Spirit Halloween want to remind us that they've got a bunch of official Ghostface merch up for grab. Spirit Halloween is shining the spotlight on their Ghostface merchandise, which includes a 5-foot-tall animatronic. Additionally, a children's costume that's now available features a chrome Ghostface mask, which those who have seen the new movie will surely recognize from its fun cameo. You can also get yourself a tarot-themed Ghostface t-shirt, along with decorative Ghostface prop knife, tabletop projector, and even your own pair of Ghostface gloves. Head over to Spirit Halloween to browse the full Ghostface collection, SpiritHalloween.com. We have more haunt news, this time coming from Sweet Dreams Scarehouse in Easley, South Carolina. Sweet Dreams Scarehouse presents our Valentine's Day show, You're Mine, Valentine, February 4th and 5th, and 11th and 12th from 8 to 12 p.m. Come snuggle up with Sweet Dreams, if you dare. Get your tickets today at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Sweet Dreams Scarehouse. We have this from the Frightmare Haunted House in Chesapeake, Virginia. For one night only, Frightmare transforms into a devilishly horrifying Valentine's experience. You must be 18 or older with an adult to enter. Tickets are $20 charging or $15 in cash. Full contact extreme is $5 extra. You better arrive early. Do you have the guts? Get more information at facebook.com/experiencefrightmare. We have even more haunt news, this time from the Dead City Haunted House in Murray, Utah. Experience and adventure, carnage, mayhem, terror, special effects, amazing sets, and awesomeness. They all await you, the victim. Come make a memory that you'll never forget in this million-dollar haunted attraction. Vampires have invoked the power of the Necronomicon to open a portal into our reality, and adventure seekers are wanted to accept a blood quest to vanquish them. This scary Valentine's walkthrough haunted house experience will surely thrill and entertain you and your whole coven. Experience Love Bites February 11th and 12th. Get more information at their website, deadcityhauntedhouse.com. We have this from Hangman's House of Horrors in Fort Worth, Texas. It's time once again for our wildly popular Valentine's Day event, 50 Shades of Fear, February 11th through the 13th. Enter at your own risk. In addition to the haunted house, options are also available for a haunted dinner for two in what is rumored to be the most haunted building on the property. Dinner will include a presentation from NT Paranormal on the findings of their paranormal investigation of the building. Spots are limited, so book them today. Go to hangmans.com for more info. We have some convention news with this update to Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the additions of actor Doug Bradley to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 25th through the 27th at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel. A modern horror icon who needs no introduction, Doug Bradley is the chilling face behind one of the most recognizable faces in cinema, Pinhead, a role he played 8 times in the Hellraiser franchise. Doug has also appeared in films like Nightbreed, Book of Blood, and Wrong Turn 5, Bloodlines. Tickets and more information at Days of the Dead Atlanta can be found at daysofthedead.com. We have this from Deceased Farms in Lexington, South Carolina. The spirits are moving, and now is the time for the return of my deceased Valentine. February 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th, grab your loved one and enjoy this very popular annual Valentine's show at Deceased Farm. Every year, the creatures inhabiting our spooky farm get dolled up to scare you and your special date. This is not the same show from Halloween, so prepare yourself for new frights, new characters, and new costumes. Get more information at deceasedfarm.com. We have this from the Field of Screams haunted attraction in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. When it comes to terrifying thrills and spine-tingling chills, Field of Screams in Lancaster will give you more than you can handle. Returning for 2022, treat your Valentine to a night of horror at Field of Screams for a special event February 12th. The Field of Screams attractions will be operating as normal, but with a very special creepy Valentine's Day twist. Experience Field of Screams with a Valentine's Fright Pass, which will give you access to the Den of Darkness and the Frightmare Asylum. You will not want to miss this event, as it may never come around again. Purchase your tickets now and be one of the first to experience this new Field of Screams show for yourself. Field of Screams provides the ultimate in atmosphere. Get tickets and more info at fieldofscreams.com. We have this from the Folklore Slaughterhouse in Gravesville, Arkansas. Mark your calendars for the 2022 Valentine's season. Give the love of your life a reason to climb all over you. Located at 329 Tilly Lane in Gravesville, halfway between Damascus and Quitman, just off Highway 124, the Folklore Haunted Slaughterhouse is opening February 11th and 12th. Tired of the same old things to do on Valentine's Day? Why not have a romantic haunted adventure and make memories that will last a lifetime? Grandma Catchum has used the toxic waste to bring her dad, the infamous Bugs Morgan, and his gang back to life, and they're seeking revenge for being killed in the 1929 Barbershop Valentine's Massacre. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/folklore. That's F-O-U-K-E-L-O-R-E. We have this from Bayville Scream Park in Bayville, New York. Do something extraordinary for Valentine's and get scared at Long Island's infamous haunted theme park. Bayville Scream Park is transformed into a Valentine's nightmare, filled with bloodthirsty vampires, demonic babies, and an evil Cupid. The event features 3 uniquely terrifying Valentine's haunted houses, plus restaurants, bars, and more. Open February 11th through the 14th from 7 to 10. Reserve your tickets early to this unique event, as they do sell out. More information at valentinehauntlongisland.com. And finally, we have this news from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. No plans for Valentine's Day weekend? Well, you do now. Midnight Dreary Production Studio is proud to present its grand reopening event, Valentine's at the Asylum, February 11th and 12th from 7 to 10 p.m. This is a lights-out experience. Experience the romance by touring the haunt armed with nothing but a glow stick. All Saints Lunatic Asylum haunted attraction is ready to reopen after a year-long hiatus during the COVID-19 pandemic for the safety of our community, friends, and family. Time ticketing reservations are only going to happen, so grab your tickets now. Get those tickets and more info at allsaintsasylum.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, can you believe Transworld is just literally a few short weeks away, maybe 5 weeks? I'm not looking at a calendar right now, but everybody is starting to gear up for the biggest show in the haunt industry, bar none, Transworld, coming back to the America Center in St. Louis, March 17th through the 20th. Tickets are still available. Registrations are still open, so we want to give you all the latest update, what's new for 2022, all the cool things going on in St. Louis. And of course, we can't get it unless we get it straight from the source. So we have Jen Thaler with us of Transworld from her home in the Chicago area. Jen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I understand you've been under the weather a little bit, so I'm wishing you a very speedy recovery for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Let's talk.
Not a good time of year to get sick.
No, winter is the absolute worst. But let's talk Transworld. Last year was an interesting year. In fact, the last, I'd say 2 or 3 years have been quite interesting. But despite all that, Transworld is growing by leaps and bounds. In fact, you've expanded yet again this year.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we're expanding, you know, our seminar series too. And this year we've got a pre-convention bus tour that we're really excited about too. That's new for Transworld.
You did a couple of years ago, you did a bus tour, I believe out in the Tennessee area, Memphis or so, but this year you're going to Chicago for a pre-show tour. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's going on there?
So we're really excited. I mean, I think what's better about this tour is I think what ended up happening is after we announced the show, we then added the tour at that point a number of years ago. Here, we were able to come up with the idea, the concept, and get all the details worked out prior to opening registration. So it's really enabling people to be able to make plans, you know, right away from the get-go. So what we're offering up in Chicago is people to either fly into O'Hare or they can drive in, and the tour will start there. There's been a little bit of confusion where people have asked, is the tour starting from St. Louis? No, there is no bus leaving on Tuesday from St. Louis. We are leaving, and I just want to kind of emphasize that. We are leaving from Rosemont, from the Chicago area. So the bus tour will leave check-ins on Tuesday, and what we're doing this year to make it easier for everyone is we're going to give people their badges and their wristbands and everything for the show, so that way they don't have to wait in that line on Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Or Wednesday when, you know, registration opens. So people can check in on Tuesday night, or they can check in early Wednesday morning. The bus tour is going to leave early. And you can either drive or, like I said, you could take the bus. And we're going to see four amazing haunted houses. We're really excited. We're going to kick off with Hell's Gate. He's going to, John and the team will be doing a lights on tour. And we'll be serving coffee and donuts. So it will not, that first haunt will not be a full show. And then we're going to be able to make our way to Disturbia Haunted House, which will be a full show. Then we'll be going to Massacre Haunted House, which is again a full show. And then we're going to be ending the evening at Basement of the Dead, which is be a full show with actors. So we're going to be serving you food. We're going to be going to see some haunted houses. We're going to have snacks. There'll be drinks. And it'll, you know, be a complete day. And hopefully you can do it with, you know, some of your friends. And I think it'll be a great tour. And then we'll hopefully get in by 10:30. Our goal is to start early, but to get in town early to the convention center by 10:30 so that it's not a really late night for you guys on Wednesday.
Excellent. Now, is that 10:30 in St. Louis or 10:30 back in Chicago?
Well, there it's the same time zone. So okay. it's 10:30 Central Standard Time.
Oh, okay. Did not realize the time change there. Excellent. So for those going to the pre-show tour, go ahead and register now because I'm sure seats are filling up fast. But let's talk about the actual seminars. Let's talk about the demonstrations going on. Let's talk about all the new stuff you've got for 2022. Your show floor has expanded, which congratulations. That's awesome news. But the seminars tend to fill up. The seminars tend to be very heavily packed and everything. Are they sold out at this point? Do you still have, you know, passes available?
I think what's nice about where we are now versus last year is, you know, we did have limited seating with the seminars last year. This year we're back to our very, very large rooms. So, you know, we don't typically sell out of seminars. We keep selling unless it's a workshop. And then obviously sometimes seats are limited with that. But we sell up until we get on site.
Oh, excellent.
So up until that day. So people can continue to buy seminars. I do encourage you to buy seminars early because the seminar price goes up when you're on site. And it goes up before you get on site, you know, a few days before the show. So if you know you're going to take seminars and you know you want to do parties, definitely sign up early so you can get those early bird discounts.
Do you have an example of some of the seminars that will be going on, or is that just all on the website at this point?
I mean, we can go through them, but they're all on the, everything is on the website. Okay. Right now, all the seminars are on the website. The only thing that isn't on the website is some of the seminars we're still waiting for some descriptions from some of the speakers. Unfortunately, a lot of the speakers, you know, were hard to get a hold of. Some of them had taken ill, so it's been a little bit of a challenge this year, but I would think by next week, all of the descriptions will be up. But I would say about 70% of the descriptions are up right now on the website.
Would there still be a spot or two available if somebody just has not decided whether or not they would like to teach?
No, the seminars are, we're done with that. Those okay. have been closed for quite a while. We do have availability. I think we have one spot left for an exhibitor seminar. If an exhibitor wants to teach a seminar, then it's free to the attendees. So I think we do at that point have one spot left right now for that.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Now, the largest show floor in the haunted house industry is you take up basically the entire America Center with this show, the Room Escape seminars and expo and the Christmas show. How big is this going to be this year? Is this going to be bigger than last year or from 2 years ago?
It's a little different than last year because last year we had to take an insane amount of space. And I don't know if you guys remember, but we actually had to spread the show out. Some of the aisles were 40-foot aisleways,
yes.
And we had to go into the dome in order to have the show. And then we had the annex that you had to walk through that was like 25,000 square feet. So in terms of work, this show would be more comparable to our last show that in size, because last year it was insane, but it wasn't that it was necessarily, it's not that this is so much bigger or smaller. It's just a different configuration. So this year, we're able to use halls 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We don't have to use the annex, and we don't have to spread the aisleways out. So it enables it. A lot of people last year were very frustrated with how much walking they had to do, or they couldn't get to the Christmas hall. Here, the shows are back together, kind of how they were in 2019.
Oh, excellent. Because
or how 2020 would have been if we would have had the show.
Right. There was a lot of walking last year. So I'm assuming that they've relaxed their social distancing requirements in Missouri and St. Louis?
Yes, they have. Okay. So the convention center is owned by the city. So they're the ones that kind of determine what we have to do. But at this time, the only thing we need to do is have people wear masks. So that's what the requirements are for the show.
I assume there will also be plenty of hand sanitizing stations nearby.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, we're still doing registration in a larger area to kind of social distance. I don't know if you remember, but last year when you walked in off of the Washington entrance, you went to the right for the exhibit lines, and the lines were huge. I mean, they were spread out. They were nice. There was plenty of area. We didn't jam everyone in. So I did keep that same registration set up for this year. And then to the left, we had the exhibitor seminars. I mean, the exhibitor registration. So that still will have some level of social distancing just to kind of make it easier so people don't feel like they're on top of everyone. But once you get into the convention center, the show floor will be set up the way it always is. But we will have a lot of hand sanitizers around the floor.
Thank you. And I assume...
We encourage people to wash their hands before they eat and, you know, obviously to keep your mask on and, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Can't be too safe still in this climate. So we've got the show, we've got the Christmas show, we've got the Room Escape show going on. Once the floor is over, the nightlife begins. You know, St. Louis is a great town for food and steak and barbecue and things like that, but there's not a lot of reasons to go out there because you've got stuff going on every single night, it looks like.
Yes, and what I really like is that we have something for everyone, depending on what industry you're in. I really feel like this year we really tried to think it through and make sure that networking was really there for everyone. So I'm pretty proud of our activities for this year and events. I think exhibitors should really take advantage of it because it's really a great opportunity to network with your clients. So I really encourage the exhibitors as well to buy tickets to these events. If there's one thing I could stress. So, yeah, so we start off on Wednesday night with the networking night out. That we originally started that for the escape room industry, and we saw how wildly successful it is that now we're doing it for all three industries. So it gives you a chance to talk to industry experts from the escape room industry, from the Halloween industry, and the Christmas industry. And there's so much crossover now. You know, I was speaking with a lot of Halloween owners, you know, who own haunted houses, and they're like, we really want to get into Christmas. So I think it's going to give them a chance too to be able to sit at a table and talk about topics with industry experts there in the Christmas industry. And someone who, if they're a Christmas guy, wants to get into Halloween, they can do it. Or if you're a Halloween guy and you just want to learn more about Halloween from Dwayne Sandberg or Ben Armstrong, you've got that opportunity. So there's just, we really have packed the room with a lot of experts, and I think people will really have an enjoyable night. It's a little bit different than a traditional seminar where you're in a class. Here you really get a chance to have discussions and move from table to table. And I think it's a great format. It was wildly successful for the room escape industry. And I think it's great to be able to have all three industries in there together with all the topics.
Sounds a lot of fun. Any party per se going on Wednesday night, or is that being reserved for other nights?
That for Wednesday night is pretty much what is going on. We really don't start everything until Thursday. So you've got the haunt tour on Wednesday where people are going to be coming in from that. And then we've got the networking night out for all the industries, you know, for them to attend. So those are the two main events for Wednesday night.
Okay. And what's happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights?
So Thursday night, you've got the City Museum. And again, we have it to ourselves, which is amazing.
Awesome.
You know, that's just, it's a great experience. You know, people love it. People have been there, go back year after year. And when it's people's first time, it's amazing looking at their face, you know, when they walk through those doors.
It is.
So it's like something you've never seen before. So we've got that going on Thursday night. Friday night, you've got Vampire Circus. And we also have Casino Night. which is amazing. Last year, we were only able to have about 150 or 160 people there. But this year, we're able to have, you know, 500 or 600. So I think it's going to be amazing. It's high stakes. It's fun. It's a great thing. It's a great experience. A lot of people said they feel it's one of the best events we run. I got a lot of compliments last year, so we wanted to bring it back for this year. So we've got that going on, and that'll be at the Marriott. And then we roll into Saturday, and we've got a couple different things. You've got the Escape Room Mystery Bash. We've got Christmas Down on the Farm, where that party's going to be. If you do want to network in that industry at all, we're doing mechanical bulls in one part of the room. We're doing axe throwing. We've got a lot of interactive, competitive activities going on, which I think will be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have the big Saturday night trick-or-treat vintage Halloween costume.
Yes.
And, you know, that's everyone I know looks forward all year for that. So that'll be a lot of drinking, a lot of fun, a lot of dancing, fun costumes. So I think, you know, that's a night that everyone really looks forward to, you know, at the show. So we've got that. So we're bringing that back as well. So
there's going to be so many Don Post masks, I hope. And those little plastic things we had to wear in the 70s. God, I want to see so much of that.
A lot of people are really excited with the theme. So I'm really feeling good about it. Signups have been really strong for that already. So, you know, everything's good. You know, City Museum does sell out. So make sure if you do want the City Museum, the one thing I can emphasize is you need to sign up early for that party.
Right.
Because they cap.
And obviously, City Museum is at City Museum. But where will the Vampire Circus and Down on the Farm with the escape rooms and the Christmas stuff and all those things, where will those be happening?
So thank God we're able to bring the trick-or-treat vintage costume ball back to the America Center. Because it's such a large space for people to hang out. So we're able to do that this year. The Down on the Farm, Christmas on the Farm, that'll be held at the Marriott in the Landmark Ballroom. And then the mystery escape room party, that will be held at BLT's. And so that's a restaurant that's not far from the Embassy Suites. So it's all really close in walking distance.
Okay, I'm not familiar with BLTs, so interesting.
Yeah, so we're excited. So it all, I think it's just a really good, it's a really good option for a lot of different places, a lot of different things. Depending on what you're in the mood for, there's something for everyone at the show this year.
Sure. And on Saturday afternoons, will there be the State of the Industry and Oscars Awards?
Yes, and all of that. Yes, all of that is happening as well. We do have a list under our daily events calendar of all of those things as well. So, yes, we do have the Oscars on Saturday night, and then you've got the auction, which everyone loves. That's going to be on Friday night. So there's a lot of really good activities that you should definitely look at and participate in.
It sounds like it's going to be another blast again. And again, I think if the last two seasons have told us anything, I think people are just really itching to get out and do some entertaining. You know, that's why haunted houses that have been open have been doing rather well during this pandemic. So I think that the show is going to be just jam-packed. I assume that pre-sale tickets and registrations have been going on par or better than expected.
Yeah, they're up. I mean, I didn't know kind of what to expect. I think there's a couple of different things. I think you've got people who couldn't attend last year that are just chomping at the bit to attend this year. Right. And then you've got, obviously, people that are just really excited about going to the shows. I know hotel rooms, you have to look on our website. Some of the room nights are starting to sell out. So definitely get your hotel. Registration is up. I mean, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, there's no normal for running trade shows during a pandemic.
Right.
The nice thing is there are a lot of people from overseas now that are getting the option to come to the show. So that's great. And we're really happy about that because last year they weren't. And a lot of the theme parks last year weren't allowed to travel. You know, they put a travel ban. Mm. So it's nice. You know, we're seeing Six Flags and Cedar Fair and all these great companies that, you know, didn't necessarily get to attend last year. They're going to be able to make it this year.
Excellent. And once again, for people wanting more information, whether you're a first timer or whether you've been going for 20 years, If you want to sign up for the seminars, you want to buy a pair of tickets to the Vampire Circus or the Costume Ball or the City Museum or any of these amazing things going on at Transworld 2022, where is the very best place to get all that information, find out about hotels, find out about, you know, the show exhibitors, who's going to be there, the floor plans, all that good stuff?
So if you go to our website at haashow.com, you'll be able to see everything there. It'll have, you know, the travel pages. It'll have the floor plans. It'll have all of our seminars and events. We do have a health and safety tab, too, that if anything does change, we continue to update that. We've got a list of all of our amazing sponsors, and I really want to thank all of them for just supporting the show, you know, over the years. We've got our three main ones for the shows. You've got Froggy's Fog that sponsors the Halloween angle of the show, and then you've got Legendary Escape Games. They're our sponsor for the escape room industry, and then you've got Universal Concepts. That's our sponsor for the Christmas side of the show. So we're just very thankful. We're thankful that the association, and we're thankful to everyone that puts all the time and effort, all of our exhibitors and buyer boards. I mean, it really has been a labor of love. It's not been easy running a show during these times, and I don't think I could have gotten through it if it wasn't for all the support of the industry. So
no doubt.
We want to thank everyone.
If I was an exhibitor, maybe in the Christmas industry or the room escape industry or just in general, and I've just been hesitating because I wasn't sure whether you'd be open or not, do you still have booth space available?
Yes, we still have booth space available. So we do.
Okay. And the best place to register for that is haashow.com.
Yeah, and then there's a contact us on there too. So if people want to, you know, talk directly with me or talk to Rich about, you know, booth opportunities, you know, definitely they can call too. They don't just have to go to the website. We're happy to walk them through it.
And I will say that is your personal cell number, I believe, on there. And you do answer your phone most of the time, as opposed to just going to a message. And if not, you've always gotten back to me, or Rich has gotten back to me, or Stephanie, or somebody within 24 hours, usually on the emails. So, yes, you guys are prompt, and you provide excellent customer service, and we are very thankful for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. We try. We do. But yeah. I'm excited for this year. I think it has really good energy. I'm excited about a lot of the products. We do have a lot of new exhibitors, which I didn't know if we would, because unfortunately we didn't get to travel as much as we normally do to get a lot of new exhibitors, but a lot of people just found us, you know, so we're lucky about that. And we just, you know, I think people are going to be excited to come to the show this year. I think there'll be a lot of new stuff on the floor to buy. The Dark Zone is going to be way bigger than it was last year. And to answer the question, yes, we did bring back the carpeting. A lot of people have asked us about that because I know it's hard to walk on the floors.
Hooray.
Before no carpet. So we did bring back the carpeting. That was due to a COVID situation with the 40-foot aisles and everything else. There'd be no way to just start cutting all that carpet and then the dome.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll have carpet this year. The show should look the way it's always looked. So we're excited. So we appreciate the support. I appreciate the fact that you gave me the time tonight to come on your show and talk about the show. And we're just excited, and we want everyone to sign up, you know, so sign up early, get your hotels, pick your seminars, pick your events, and bring your friends. So we're excited to have everyone back. And time from our exhibitors, please. You know, I know there's a lot of money out there, and these guys have worked really hard to create some really amazing product for you guys this year. So, you know, please give them all a shot and buy from them.
Hey, a lot of them have been cooped up for a couple of years. I can only imagine what creative things are going on in some of their twisted minds. So,
for sure.
It will be very interesting, to say the least. Jen Thaler is the owner and operator of Transworld, haashow.com, coming back to the America Center in St. Louis, Missouri, March 17th through the 20th. You don't want to miss the biggest industry show of the year. Jen, I want to thank you again once more for taking the time out of your very busy schedule, no doubt, to come speak to us here on Big Scary News.
And thank you for having me and supporting us. I really appreciate it. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for all you guys. So thank you.
I don't think we'd be where we are either. You know, our 10th anniversary is going to be in April, and I think a lot of people found out about us while we've had booths at Transworld. So we can't thank you enough for that helping our brand grow as well. Once again, folks, HAAshow.com. Speaking of us, come find us at booth 2310. We will be out there recording shout-outs, doing interviews, and all that great stuff. So we hope to see you guys in St. Louis. My name is Drew Badger, here for the big, scary news.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.